Hello again, this is Pastor Deborah, and we are doing another wonderful episode of Silent Cries, the podcast show, Voices Out of the Darkness. This is going to be episode number 5. I have this written on my website, Agape Love Ministries, www.agapeloveishere.org, under the section called Silent Cries. I'm going to go through this, what I wrote, and you can listen to it on audio also on the website. Before we get into a lot of the stories that are in this section, and this is called Silent Cries, Voices Out of the Darkness, Deep Calling Unto Deep. I want you to listen very carefully, for this is to you. All the precious ones who have silent cries from out of the darkness. This is a testimony of the great agape love of God, the Heavenly Father, the Most High God. For He loved humanity so much that He sent His only begotten Son, the living Word, Christ, inside of a physical body named Jesus. This Christ, this living Word, was the very image and likeness of Him, God the Father and God the Mother. This very living Word, the image and likeness of Him, was His thoughts, His heart, His wisdom, His ideas, and His spiritual King and leadership of the Kingdom of Heaven. This Christ, who came in a dirt body named Jesus, was sent to speak to all of humanity, to redeem us through His own sacrifice, to save us from our darkness and ignorance, and from being a slave and an offspring of Satan, the very spiritual adversary of God, and to restore us spiritually back unto Him. He came, this Christ, for His Father, the Most High God, to those here on the planet Earth, for ages and ages and ages in the past, the present, and the future. He came to those that were lost to Him, to their Father, the creation that He had created within His own heart and mind and womb, called humanity. Another way of saying He came to get man. Man is the title, the description of the spiritual being. It's a non-gender being of the spirit. For these spirits, for they were spiritually dead, lost, separated unto Him because of sin, rebellion to His known commandment long ago in the garden. They were conceived in sin and shaped in Satan's nature, iniquity and rebellion, death and separation. Satan was a fallen creation himself, who used to be called Lucifer, the son, the offspring of the first age. This loving Father, this God of creation, His heart was aching for you, for all of humanity, for our spirits. We were lost to Him. We were without any spiritual connection to Him through His Holy Spirit. We were dead to Him, dead to His agape love and mercy and truth. We had fallen into the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, into darkness, out from the light of righteousness and the kingdom of heaven's rulership on earth. We lost our identity. We had fallen into the waiting arms of another, Satan, the adversary of God. This new Father, Satan, took what did not belong to Him. He tricked us, lied to us in the garden. He spoke to our soul, the woman, and used the lust of her eyes, the lust of her flesh, and the pride of her life to take from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to eat of it. But nothing happened when she bit, only when the man, the husband, the one who the commandment came to, only then did humanity fall. And who was that who became our new spiritual father? Satan, the adversary of God. He became the father, the creator of all the fallen human spirits and our souls. And then death would rule on the earth and in our physical bodies. The tripart kingdom of spirit, soul, and physical body that had initially belonged to the kingdom of heaven, God the Father, and the living Word was now dead unto him, taken into slavery, and became the children of Satan himself. The spiritual creation called man, humanity, and our three-part nature of spirit, soul, and physical body were now children of another. We were to rule Satan's kingdom here on earth, not God's. Where humanity, our spirits and our souls, and our physical body, and even the earth and all of nature, was lost now, cast out of the precious Garden of Eden, the place on earth that was an open door to heaven, the place of the fullness of the presence of God, where the Father and his agape love, joy and peace, ruled and reigned. And we were cast out into an unknown land, a land of darkness and ignorance. No spiritual connection to the kingdom of heaven and its agape love, joy, and peace. Our land, our kingdom, our three-part system of spirit, soul, and physical body was now living in and dominated by the nature of sin and death, rebellion, and its sting of the fear of death. And we were separated as slaves unto Satan. We were tortured and afflicted, oppressed, held in slavery in all three of our areas of life, along with all of nature and even the earth itself. Our spirit, our soul, and our physical body were all held captive now unto our new slave master, Satan, and his demonic spirits in the kingdom of darkness. We had unseen chains on us and fetters that were tied to unseen, invisible hands. We lived in a matrix of control and slavery. We were in the land of Nod on the east side of Eden, becoming the descendants of an ancient, long-forgotten ancestor, Cain. So here, the kingdom and the land that Cain would live in, out of the Garden of Eden, banished from the voice of God for killing his brother Abel and lying about it and living now in the fear of death. Cain, humanity, was a fugitive and a vagabond, a wanderer, spiritually homeless shall you be in the earth. And Cain said unto this Lord who punished him, my punishment for killing my brother Abel in jealousy and anger because I felt your rejection over my sacrifices of grains and wheat when I knew you desired the sacrifice of blood, an innocent animal, which would be a forerunner of the coming of the true sacrifice, the Lamb of God, Christ, inside the body of Jesus, of which my father Adam had taught me about when he sinned. And you killed an innocent animal to cover him up, because his glory and innocence, his brightness, his honor and dignity, the kingdom of heaven, his rulership and authority and dominion that had been shining out from the center of him and out through his body on the earth was now gone. I knew that was the truth. But I didn't do it. Adam had in him the Holy Spirit was gone, lifted off due to his sin of disobeying your command, of do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For if you do, Adam, you will surely die. By following his helpmate, woman, who became my mother, Cain is telling us. Eve, after the fall, was her name, which meant the mother that of all that was living, and the only thing that was alive was the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And then trying to hide this all from you, then lying to you about killing my own brother out of jealousy. This sin is greater than I can bear, can endure. Behold, O God, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth. The earth became an enemy to humanity. It too will not be pleasant, fruitful, friendly, affectionate, abundantly producing for me. You will not be my friend and supporter, and from your face shall I be hid. Because of my sin, you will not be able to look at me with your eyes. The place of my relationship with you and the place where you speak to me from, I can't see your eyes anymore of agape love for me and feel your tender kisses of tenderness and comfort as a father. And I can have no contact with my mother, agape love. No, you had to turn your face from me, Cain is saying to this God, because of my sin of killing my brother Abel and shedding his blood on this earth. And if I stay in this sinful state, and I looked upon your face of righteousness, of holiness, of glory, of the light in which you are in and live in, I would be forever consumed and forever destroyed. But maybe one day this will not be the relationship between us. But for now it is. And I, Cain, shall be a spiritual fugitive, always running, fleeing, hiding, living in fear of you, and from the righteousness of the law of sin and death, because I do not want to suffer the judgment of my actions against you and my brother Abel. And a spiritual vagabond, a homeless one, valueless, dirty, and without honor, not a part of a family, an orphan on the earth. And it, all these words of my heart, of my spirit and soul's consequences and punishment for killing my brother Abel and hiding it, I thought denying it and not taking the blame for it would be appropriate. And you didn't see what I did. So now that when everyone that finds me, Cain is saying to us, they shall seek to slay me. For I will live in the fear of death all the days of my life, for I deserve death for killing my brother Abel. And the Lord God said unto Cain, this was a long time ago, but study. Therefore, because of your heart's fear of death as the righteous judgment for your murder of Abel, that whoever slays Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. For only I, the legal, have the legal right to apply the punishment of death unto Cain, not any other one. And I, the Lord, set a mark upon Cain to tell all others who find him and should seek him to kill him. I will speak my legal right, and no other shall bring death to Cain. This was all a spiritual prophecy to the spirit. And Cain went out from the spiritual presence of the Lord and dwelt and lived spiritually in the spiritual land of Nod, on the east of Eden, the garden of God's presence. That was Genesis 4, 12 through 16 of the Authorized King James Version. You must go back and study, look at other texts, read other religious books. This is the one I read. Read the stories, hear the silent cries, as the Heavenly Father did, and still does, and as Pastor Deborah does, and still does too. For agape love went to work to seek and find that which was lost to it, hidden in the kingdom of darkness, living in an unseen matrix of control. We know about that from the movie The Matrix and Neo. Living in great fear of death, living without hope, without freedom, without agape love in its fullness, living yet dead. Spiritually dead to agape love, yet alive to death and Satan. Their silent cries were heard, and help was on its way. And that ends sort of the introduction to all the stories that you're going to hear. All true. So I'll talk to you in the next episode. Episode number 6. All right. Bye-bye.